News Talk 1620 WTAW. There is a literacy reading carnival at Sioux Haswell Park in Bryan Sunday from 2 until 6. It's being put on by the BCS Library System. Had a chance to visit with Bobby Pennington from the Clara B. Mounts Public Library. She's a family literacy services librarian.
It's to raise awareness about the problem of illiteracy and increase the number of literacy volunteers in this area because we sure can use them.
So who's invited and what will they go through?
It's all free and everybody's invited, the whole family. They're going to have booths and tents with fun reading activities and literacy activities like games and things like that. And then they're going to have storytellers at the pavilion all day. So it's going to be a lot of fun and free, and you'll take home a lot of information, but you'll have some fun, too.
The bottom line for hosting the event, what do you guys hope to accomplish by getting family members, adults as well as their children, and even grandparents and grandchildren to this thing?
Well, one thing we want to stress to the parents who don't already know, that reading every day is the most important factor in reading achievement for your child, even a young child. They have to, before they go into school, there are 6 early literacy skills that they have to master before they're ready to read. And we want to share that information and share some ways that you can do it with fun activities at home. And we hope to get some volunteers for various literacy programs in the area. There's an English as a Second Language program in 2 places I know of. One is ours, and then there's the adult literacy program for those who are struggling with reading. Maybe they have a high school diploma, but somehow they didn't recognize learning disabilities back then, or maybe they came from a different area where they didn't have such a great school district as we do. And we do have one waiting student, and we're wanting a tutor for her. So there's a need for volunteers, and then there's a need for people to realize how important it is, to prepare a child before they get into school for reading achievement, because third grade, the statistic is the number of prison beds that they plan for in the future are based on how many kids fail the reading test in third grade, which is a scary statistic. It's true.
And you mentioned this is at Sioux Haswell Park. This is Sunday?
Yeah, and it's from 2 in the afternoon till 6. But it'll be open that time, and it's come and go. And many Aggies are volunteering, and different other community groups that care about literacy are going to be there as well.
Have I missed anything?
The library has 4 programs to cover literacy from birth through, the age of 110. And we have the English as a Second Language program. And we have the where we teach adults English through wonderful volunteers that we already have. And then the beginning reading for adults who have struggled with reading or can't read at all. And then we have the Storytime Early Literacy Program. We go out to daycares and tell them we're certified to give Texas educational credits for 2 hours for teaching them about early literacy skills that children need, that they can do before the child enters kindergarten. And we have the weekly story time program at both libraries. Actually, both libraries are cooperating in this. So Susie from the Ringer Library is coming too. She's the children's librarian there.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I had forgotten to ask if somebody wasn't going to be able to attend on Sunday. I was guessing that there would be programs available at both libraries that did many of the same things that you're offering at this carnival.
Yeah, and we will always, we do that year-round.
Thanks again to Bobby Pennington with the Clara B. Mounts Library in Bryan. She's a family literary services librarian, the Mounts and the Ringler Library. joining up for the Literacy Reading Carnival Sunday afternoon at Sue Haswell Park and Bryan from 2 until 6. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.